if it feels like it's draining you, it's something that you need to take a long, hard look at, because I am a firm believer that you are the sum of the people around you. You are the company you keep. So if anyone is bringing you down or isn't supportive of you, they're holding you back and they're keeping you from being the person you're supposed to be.
It's Monday.
Be very, very quiet. It's Ginny. She's in her natural habitat. Yes, she's with someone, but who is she with? All we know for sure, it's Monday, and she's drinking a mocha. It must be Monday Mocha with Ginny Sarasvati.
I'm joined by the internet's geek girl, Emma Loggins. Emma, thank you so much for joining me on the Monday Mocha podcast.
Thank you for having me.
So, Emma, I've got to ask you, you've been rolling with some pretty cool people. You've taught Jason Momoa how to code Java, I believe. You've been hanging with Zach Braff. How do you teach Jason Momoa to code?
Well, I'm not sure it went well, but I do these little series of photos at the conventions I go to, and I hashtag them learning to code with Emma, where I just kind of wear nerdy t-shirts. And then I tell the actor, like, I want to teach you how to code. And so like the expression you see on their faces is genuine. And so it's always funny to see like who acts really interested, who acts really confused, who is like, what the heck are you talking about? So every time it's been a little bit different, and it's been a lot of fun.
Now, let me ask you this. Have there been any successful attempts at getting actors to code?
Not yet.
You're working on that.
But I'm still trying, not giving up.
Fantastic. All right, Emma, I have some questions that I ask all my guests, and I'd love to get your answers on this, because I see you've got, you're a woman of many talents. You've got, you're a host, you're a speaker, you are a UX UI designer. You are pretty amazing at what you do. I've looked at some of your blogs, how you talk about certain things, and you know, you've got Fanbolt and other products and brands underneath that as well. So I've got to ask you, Emma, do you drink coffee in the morning?
Oh, so much.
So much.
Yeah, I do every single morning. It's that's my secret to life. It's just coffee. Like I don't function in the morning unless I have several cups of coffee. So that's definitely the secret and the key to all of it.
And how many cups of coffee do you have a day?
Usually about 3 16-ounces.
3 16-ounces.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
I could drink more, but I feel like that's a pretty reasonable amount. I have had more in the past, so I feel like it's a good amount for me now. I have one in the morning, one mid-afternoon, and then one late afternoon.
And the late afternoon one doesn't trouble your sleep at all?
Surprisingly not. I don't know what that means at this point, but it's more of just like, I really love the taste of it. And I love like the comfort of like drinking something warm. So I think it's more of like a, almost kind of like a comfort, you know, when you have like a lot of deadlines and a lot of stress that you're under to get things out by a certain time. It's just, there's something about it that's really kind of comforting to me.
Speaking of your deadlines and kind of the high stress or pressurized lifestyle that, you know, your job can entail sometimes. What's your morning routine? What are the first 5 things you do when you wake up other than have coffee?
Well, the first thing I do is usually let my dog out, take her to the bathroom, and then come back in and immediately make coffee. And while I'm making coffee, I feed her. And then drinking coffee, I just start going through my emails and kind of creating a list for myself of everything that I'm going to do and kind of prioritize it for the day. And usually that list is way more ambitious than it probably should be, because I never like finish everything. But it helps me stay really organized throughout the day.
Right. Would you say anything that you said that you, it's something, it's ambitious, but what would you say is the hardest thing of your day or hardest part of your day?
I've got a lot of different projects going. And on top of that, I'm trying to teach myself Italian and teach myself mobile development for iOS. So I think doing both of those things, it's, I like equate it to like my brain feels like I've been at the gym for 5 hours, like at the end of every day. Cause it's just, it's like, you know, thinking like a programmer, but then also trying to like learn a new like language with, I'm going to Italy here in a few weeks. So I'm trying to, you know, being able to be somewhat comfortable when I'm ordering food or asking where the restroom is or asking for directions or whatever it may be, just to have some level of comfort. But it's trying to add both of those things on to everything I'm already doing has been the hardest thing I think I've ever done.
Wow. Well, you're learning one language clearly, but learning iOS mobile application, I'm assuming you're learning a whole heap of other languages as well.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a workout for my brain.
I'm actually curious to know too, Emma, when I travel to a country where English isn't the most spoken language, I tend to pick out the phrases that are most important to me. So me, it would be like, I'm hungry. Where's the food? Where's the bathroom? What phrases have you picked out in Italian?
Well, I'm doing this app Duolingo, and it's funny that you mentioned that because I'm actually really in need of learning how to say certain phrases, and they're going through and teaching me words, which is great. But when they give me like words to say in a phrase, I feel like all of them have really not been helpful. Like I know how to say I am an insect. Like, when am I going to need to say I am an insect? Like, I don't even know how to say that. I need to say, like, how much does this cost? Where is the bathroom? Like, how do I find this or how do I do this? And it's, so I'm hoping that there's a part of the program that I've not gotten to yet that's called phrases. And I'm hoping and like praying that that includes like things I actually need to say.
Because I was going to say probably where is the coffee is probably an important one for you.
Yeah, that one, that one's really important. I know it's a cafe, so I'm just going to be like going around like saying cafe with like stress look on my face in the mornings. So until I find it.
Fantastic, Emma. Well, Emma, who are the five closest people in your life and what do you like about them?
Oh, the five closest people. I have a amazing group of friends. My boyfriend is definitely the person I'm closest to, and he's a fellow designer, fellow nerd. So we do everything together, whether it's, you know, work or travel, or, you know, we geek out over the same movies. So he would definitely be my number one person. Of course, my family, my parents, they've been incredibly supportive through this whole kind of career, this odd career that I picked starting out as a blogger and then launching my own businesses from that. But then also just my friend circle. I have an amazing group of friends, two of which I do a podcast with called the Atlas Podcast, Mike and Matt. And there's just a number of people here in the city that we hang out on a weekly basis. We all geek out about the same things. We're all kind of in and around the entertainment industry to some degree. And, you know, we get to share stories about people we've gotten to meet or work with, or the filming we've seen, or, you know, what we thought of the latest Marvel movie. So it's just a group of friends that I can really geek out with.
When you chose this career path, you said your family were pretty supportive. It's obviously non-conventional, but probably seemingly in 10, 15 years, it probably will be a conventional career path to take. What was the response? Did you maintain the same friends or people around you when you went into this career path, or did things kind of change for you?
Oh, things definitely changed. I think my friend circle that I have now is probably all people that I've met within the last 5 years. It's definitely I was like your traditional nerd in high school. Like I didn't have a lot of friends. I wasn't super social. I had my head buried in a computer, learning how to code and building websites, and that was really my passion. And of course, I got bullied and picked on because I was so, you know, into school and into making good grades and into learning how to code and do development. So it's definitely changed a lot because, you know, looking back, you know, 15 years ago, it wasn't cool to be a nerd. And now because of Marvel and Star Wars and all of these, you know, Game of Thrones and all of these properties have kind of made this cool. And technology is now, you know, if you're learning how to code or you're involved in that space, it's seen entirely differently than it was, you know, when I was in high school. So I think for that reason, you know, I didn't really hang on to many of those people that, you know, I did hang out with in high school. And I've really kind of developed a friend circle around me now that, you know, we're all kind of into the same things and we appreciate the same things and we're all very supportive of each other.
That was actually going to be my next question, Emma, because a question I ask all of my guests is, have you ever had a friendship that you've outgrown? And what advice would you give to people who are going through that?
Definitely. That's something that, you know, I've probably within the last 10 years, I've had several friendships that I've outgrown. And it's something to where, if it feels like it's draining you, it's something that you need to take a long, hard look at, because I am a firm believer that you are the sum of the people around you. You are the company you keep. So if anyone is bringing you down or isn't supportive of you, they're holding you back and they're keeping you from being the person you're supposed to be. You know, everyone needs to be putting in the same amount of effort and it needs to feel like it's not a chore. And it's okay for people to grow apart, you know, as we get older and our paths kind of diverge from what they were when we were younger and how close you were to someone when you were younger. That's totally fine. It's not necessarily something bad. It just means that you're finding and discovering yourself, and that should be your focus.
That's great advice, Emma. That's great advice. On to a lighter question, and you can take this how you like, but do you take your phone to the bathroom with you?
I do. I can't even pretend that I don't. I mean, there's no time that I can think of that I go to bed. I know they say that you're supposed to, when you go to bed at night, you're not supposed to have like your phone in bed with you, and you're not supposed to look at it before like you get out of bed. But I'm literally looking at my phone 24/7 because it's, you know, I have a lot of websites. I do a lot of tech support for other companies. So if something goes down, you know, I need to be on top of it as quickly as I can. So it's something that, you know, I need to be able to be pinged no matter where I am. I'll have a client that at 4 a.m. in the morning, if something happens to their site, I get pinged. And for some reason, my brain, it will wake me up. It's not necessarily like the most ideal way, obviously, to be woken up. But it allows me to really stay on top of everything and make sure that, you know, I'm fixing anything that needs to be fixed.
What's been your longest work day, Emma? Like you said that you get pinged a lot, and I can understand that doing tech support for companies, if something goes down, you've got to be on it and on top of it, like you said. So what is your longest day been, or days, should I say?
Oh my gosh. I think the longest day I actually, November of 2016, I live tweeted the Gilmore Girls, premiere on Netflix of the revival of the series. And when Netflix drops this series, yeah, it was a really cool campaign to be a part of. And I don't think I've never watched a series on Netflix as soon as it debuted before. So I didn't realize that what that meant was like midnight Pacific Coast time. So like I was, you know, staying up until 3 a.m. my own time for when this even started. And then it was 6 hours after that. And this was, you know, the previous day had been Thanksgiving. And so I'd been up all day, you know, and I don't take holidays. I'm a workaholic. Like if there's any chance for me to work, I work. And I love it. So it's not, you know, as bad as it may seem that I can't disconnect, because I really enjoy what I do. But that night was really difficult. It was a lot of coffee mixed with wine, mixed with like random food. And so then by the time the series, like by the time I finished, at 9 a.m. my time, I was like, all right, I can't go to sleep. I couldn't, my body from the coffee and the wine and just like the schedule of it all, I didn't go to bed until 3 p.m. the next day. And that was the longest day. Like, and I worked the whole time too, because I just couldn't sleep. So I'm like, well, I want to do something productive, you know, while I'm sitting here and awake. So let me do something. But that was definitely the longest. That's also the longest time I've ever been awake. It was by the end of it, it was not pretty.
I'd love to see some of those live tweets. Were they, I'm sure they were fluent and eloquent and very of value to the person reading them. But did you get any like odd tweets where you misspelt something and you're like, what on earth did I write there?
Surprisingly not on those. Thank God. Not on those, but I have had that before where I'm just like, God, man, if Twitter could do anything, like give us an edit function on tweets, because like you look back at something that you tweeted out 10 minutes ago and somehow it's already gotten, you know, 10 retweets and like 20 favorites. And then you realize you misspelled four words in it and you're like, oh wow, that looks good. Like, that was great.
Awesome, Emma. Well, a couple of last questions to wrap up, Emma. What are you listening to, watching, or reading at the moment?
Watching, I'm in the process of, I'm almost done with Netflix's Altered Carbon, which I absolutely love. I highly, highly recommend it for anyone that's a fan of, you know, the sci-fi realm. As far as what I'm reading a bunch of business books at the moment. So nothing that's super interesting on like the fictional side of things. And then what am I listening to? I'm obsessed with a podcast called How I Built This, which is basically the story of different startup founders and how, you know, how they came up with the idea for their business and all of the struggles that they went through for it to become successful and get the investors that it did. So it's something that's very motivating to me because I've got an app coming out a little bit later this year, and which is part of why I've been trying to learn mobile development so I can understand what my developers are actually doing, and be able to read the code and really understand it. But yeah, so listening to those stories gives me a lot of motivation and inspiration for everything that I'm doing and trying to do.
Wow. Well, awesome. And Emma, who's someone who's left a heartprint on you?
There's a lot of people that have really left a lasting imprint on me that I'm incredibly thankful for. Definitely my boyfriend, who is, you know, every single day, any questions that I have about work or any, you know, things that I'm dealing with in life, like I couldn't do everything I do without his support. So definitely Doug, my boyfriend, my friends, Mike, Matt, Carrie, Steven, Jen, I have an amazing support system around me, that I couldn't do what I do without. So it's one big happy nerd family.
Fantastic, Emma. Well, thank you so much for your time today. You've been absolutely awesome. I can't wait to put you out there on Monday Mocker, and hopefully people will get the caffeinated kickstart they need. Purely from living vicariously through you and drinking three cups of coffee a day.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much.
Monday Mocha with Ginny Sarasvati.
The Scrabble Go Guide to Learning New Words. Quizzical, your dad's face when he hasn't got enough vowels. Skeptical, your mom's face when you try to say small is a word. Belligerent, how your brother feels when he doesn't win. Vocabulary, what you all build when you play Scrabble Go together. Everyone's a winner with Scrabble Go, the fun brain training game you can play with family and friends wherever you are. Available on Android and iOS. Download Scrabble Go today.